It's time now that I'd like to bring a few thoughts to you. But before I do that, I'd like to invite Marjorie to the front, who's very kindly volunteered to help me. Now, I've got a task for Marjorie, which I'm going to give her sort of 2 or 3 minutes to see if she can complete. So if you just bear with me for just a moment. I do have a confession, Marjorie. Hmm? I knew that wasn't going to fit in the box.
Oh, I'm glad about that.
But what that demonstrates is Marjorie just had an encounter with God, if you like. Because the sleeping bag for today represents God. The title of my thoughts today are "You can't put a God in a box." And I think Marjorie has very clearly demonstrated to us that it's pretty much impossible. The sleeping bag represents God and how he is much greater than sometimes we give him credit for. Hence the title, "You Can't Put God in a Box." This came about following a discussion after a Bible study session I had with someone. I'd had a breakthrough in dealing with some trauma after realising that I'd been trying to deal with things by myself and I was getting nowhere. It was only when I let God into the problem and really let him in that I realised that he's bigger than I had let him be. And in the conversation, I made the comment to someone, "You can't put God in a box," and immediately thought that would make a good sermon. I hope that's true. I'd like to look at, in a little more detail, how we try to put God in a box. There's a couple of ways that we try to put God in a box, often without realising it. Firstly, it's when we become overwhelmed by emotion in challenging situations, with overwhelming feelings of grief, sadness, anger, and plenty of other emotions, which could be good or bad. We try and work out what happened. Who, when, why, sometimes even what. And because of the overwhelm, we don't always consider God. I'm going to put my hands up and say, I'm guilty of that. I'm sure others can identify with that too. Because of this, we act on our emotions. It's a default response as human beings that we respond to how we feel. Yet, when we're journeying with God, it should be a default response that we come to Him in faith, especially when an event is particularly challenging, negative, or traumatic. We try to cope with the traumatic event ourselves, and in doing so, we pigeonhole God, reducing His goodness and power to our human understanding, when in fact, God is so much bigger and greater than we can possibly dream or imagine. This was reflected in our short reading, which is, if I have a reading from, find it, Ephesians 3, verses 20 to 21. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So Marjorie found that she couldn't fit the sleeping bag in the box. That's because the sleeping bag, being God, was too big. And God is too big for the box we try and put Him in when we have a challenging situation. I got to considering who in the Bible also put God in a box. The first person to spring to mind was Jonah. He was given a task by God to go to the people of Nineveh with God's message. Jonah was very unsure about this, so effectively he put God in a box. Well, he tried to. We all know how that turned out. However, he failed to credit God with being bigger than the situation he was tasked with. God's abundant love and power, however, caught up with Jonah, saving him to carry out the original task that had been requested of him, which we know he went on to do. Again, he tried to put God in a box, and it didn't work, and it doesn't work for us today. When given a task by God, do we put limitations on things from our human perspective? The answer is a simple yes. We don't always consider that God will not ask us to do the impossible, therefore, once again, pigeonholing His abilities. Again, referring us back to Ephesians 3, where He can do immeasurably more than we can ever think of. I have a few other scriptures that I'd just sort of like us to consider. We have Psalm 103, verse 11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. This tells us that God's love for us is so much bigger, and that it's as high as the heavens. And since our universe is so big and the heavens are, we can't actually possibly imagine the full scale of that. It's beyond our human understanding. Next, we go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. A valuable lesson. We need to submit to God and trust in him, not relying on our own thoughts or emotions, but coming to him in faith that he will be there, as scripture promises us. We also have Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As human beings, we have a limited capacity to understand. And the Bible tells us that in time, God will reveal all to us. I would like to look very quickly at Acts 17, verses 24-26. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life from breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. There are many other references in the Bible that serve as a reminder that God is much greater than we can possibly think and imagine. That last reading brings me to another way that we try and put God in a box, albeit a slightly bigger box, if you like, the box that we're sitting in today. That is the church, or the building that is called the church. God's love and power is great every second, minute, hour, day, week, month, year, and so on. Yet sometimes we think of God on a Sunday, and perhaps the other days that we're here doing coffee morning or food share or whatever it is. In these cases, we put God in a box labelled church. But what is church? Church is the people of God, not the building we meet in, although it's important too. This means that we have to allow God the space and time to be a full-time God, not a part-time God. We can do this by embracing his love and power within our lives, much like when we are called to do a task by God. The sleeping bag may have seemed a little bit of a silly idea, and it raised a giggle. To put a sleeping bag in something smaller, however, it does allow us to see how much bigger things are affected when we put human limitations on them. I could have given Marjorie a much bigger box the sleeping bag would have fit in. But when we put human limitations on things, very often we don't give enough space. We restrict things far too much. Whether it's from our overwhelming emotions, whether it's a task that we're unsure of, or minimising how much God is important day to day. Not on purpose, but it happens. We all at some point try to put God in a box. To live according to how God is able to provide for us means trusting God in everything. Taking off our blinkers, if you like, that restrict our sight, and embracing the awesome power of God. God is, after all, omnipresent. That is, present everywhere at all times. Omnipotent, all-powerful, and omniscient, all-knowing. I have just one final word, and I think you can probably work out what that is. You can't put God in a box. Our next song is one that I found on YouTube, and it's a song to reflect on the depth of God's love and mystery. It's got a little bit of a long introduction, but the words are beautiful. If you wish to pick, if you can pick the tune up and you wish to join in, that's fine. Equally, if you just want to sit, watch or listen, that's fine too. Let's just take this time to reflect on how big and how great God is, and how big his love for every single one of us and people in our community and all over the world is.